Hello.
My name is Chris from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a public opinion survey on local issues, and we would like to include your opinion. To begin, are you a registered voter in Maryland?
Yes.
Thank you very much. And scientists say climate change is getting worse due to fossil fuel use. Flooding, storms, and wildfires are more severe. And in Maryland, heat waves and extreme rain events are more damaging. How concerned are you personally about climate change? Are you very concerned? So much
a
concerned?
A lot.
So that would be very concerned or just a lot?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, a recent study from the federal government shows that climate change is costing the United States $150 billion a year. Would you agree or disagree that you have been financially impacted this last 3 years by climate change in Maryland?
Honestly, it's hard for me to say. I live in an apartment.
Well, we do
I just can't conclusively say yes or no. From a financial standpoint, I don't know.
We do have a scale. We have a you strongly agree, you somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree.
Somewhat agree.
Someone agree. Thank you. Now, some state lawmakers in Maryland have proposed a bill to make Maryland's roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensure the big oil companies and gas companies pay a share of the costs. Would you support or oppose this bill?
Completely support.
So that would be strongly support?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, a recent analysis found that equipment used to heat buildings, such as furnaces and water heaters, cost three times more outdoor air pollution than all the other plants in the state. Governor Moore is considering creating an air quality standard that would reduce air pollution from equipment used to heat and cool buildings. Would you support or oppose such an air quality equipment standard?
Support.
And do you strongly support or somewhat support?
Strongly.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of various proposals being considered by the state for making Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change. After each, please indicate whether you would support or oppose the proposal. The first one is expanding quality health care. Do you strongly support it?
Yes, strongly.
Strongly, thank you. The next one is installing air conditioning in buildings that need it.
Strongly support.
Thank you. Building infrastructure to reduce flooding from heavy rainstorms. Would you support or oppose this?
Strongly support.
Increasing access to public transportation, which is support or opposes?
Strongly support, yeah.
Thank you. The next one is improving electrical grid reliability.
Strongly support.
Providing immediate relief after a natural disaster.
Strongly support.
Protecting infrastructure vulnerable to sea level rise. Would you support or oppose it?
Strongly support.
Thank you very much. Now, next, how convincing do you find the following statements for making Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change? And we have the scale of it is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing. The first one is, the communities who have contributed the least to the climate crisis and have the fewest resources to recover after a disaster are being hit first and worst by more intense storms, floods, and heat waves. Public investments in the infrastructure needed to protect all Marylanders is a necessary step to reduce inequities caused by climate change. Is this very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing?
I guess I would probably say very convincing.
Thank you. The next one is, climate change is already causing more intense flooding and heat waves in Maryland. We must upgrade our infrastructure to better prepare for this warmer world. Maryland should invest in flood management, grid reliability, resilience hubs, and more to prepare for more extreme weather events. Do you find, is this very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing?
Very convincing.
Thank you. And the last one for this section is, big oil and gas companies knew about climate crisis in the 1970s. Instead of warning the public, they engaged in decades of denial and deception, blocking the transition to cleaner forms of energy and causing the climate crisis to worsen. Now it is only fair that these same companies help pay to protect Maryland from climate change. Is this very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing?
Somewhat convincing.
Somewhat. Thank you very much. Now, if a lawmaker were to support a bill to make Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensure that big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost, would this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion of that lawmaker, or would it have no impact on your opinion?
That one issue would have no opinion.
Okay, thank you. The next one is, if a lawmaker were to support a bill to require every new building in the state to be fully electric and free of on-site fossil fuel use, would this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion of that lawmaker, or would it have no impact on your opinion?
Enhance, my opinion.
Enhance, thank you. If a lawmaker were to support a bill to make it easier to build solar farms in more parts of the state, would this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion of that lawmaker, or would it have no impact on your opinion?
No impact.
No impact, thank you. Now, would you support or oppose a bill that makes Maryland's roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensures the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the costs, even if the costs are passed on to consumers?
How do I answer that?
We have, once again, the scale, which is strong.
Yeah,
support.
No, I'm just thinking out loud to myself.
Okay.
I would say no impact or less impact.
Well, we just want to know if you would support or oppose the bill.
Yeah.
And we do have the scale. Would you strongly support it, somewhat oppose it, or strongly oppose it? Do you need,
somewhat support.
Somewhat support. Thank you. Now, if the 2024 elections were being held today, for whom would you vote for president if the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as independent?
Biden.
Thank you very much. And now these last few questions are just for statistical purposes and will only assist us to greatly analyzing your responses. Into which of the following age groups do you fall? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 and older?
50 to 64.
Thank you. With which party are you registered to vote? Democrat, Republican,
Democrat.
Independent? Thank you. What is your race? White, African American, other?
Hispanic.
Thank you.
Race is white.
Oh,
origin is Hispanic.
Thank you. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation, sir. We really appreciate it.
Okay. Bye.
Goodbye.